straight arrow away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game, brought to you today by Qantas, the spirit of Australia. I'm Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
LJ, wow, what a test match it was to start off the women's Ashes. So Australia get the win by 89 runs on the fifth day at Trent Bridge. Ash Gardner, unbelievable performance from her, took 8 wickets in the second innings, 12 for the match, best ever test figures by an Aussie woman. It was pretty fun to watch, and now Australia have a 4-0 lead to start the series. Got T-Mac, Tully McGrath joining us shortly, but firstly, LJ, what did you make of the match?
What an incredible match it was. It was so great to know that there was that fifth day. It allowed the game to just play out naturally. There wasn't that mind-numbing conversation about, oh, who should declare, what's the responsibility of the captains to try and set up an entertaining match. It just played out like it should naturally. The weather was pretty great. We had one rain shower once, and otherwise it was awesome. The crowds were awesome.
Yep.
They smashed the records for attendances at a women's test in this country. Trent Bridge was amazing. Tammy Beaumont, Sophie Eccleston produced some really special cricket too, and it was just probably 5 of the best days I've ever had in this job.
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
Echo that. It was a cracking 5 days. Absolutely loved it. There were so many ebbs and flows. I mean, it was a little bit stressful for us in the press box. I mean, obviously we're supporting Australia, so we want them to win.
Yes.
And there were so many ups and downs. At one point, as T-Mac, we'll hear from her, looked like the English girls were going to get the win. England would win one session and the Aussies would fight back. It just made for really good viewing. There were really good vibes. I think the crowds enjoyed it. And, it was good to see the Aussie girls celebrating a win in their baggy greens.
Yeah, it's just so exciting to think that the Australian girls are going to get to play 2 more tests in the next 6-7 months, and England are going to go play a test in India later this year too. So there's just more exciting test cricket on the horizon, which is awesome.
It's so good. It's so good. And you really do get the sense that the girls love it and the fans love it. So hopefully more to come. But looking ahead, LJ, 4-0 Aussie advantage at the moment makes for a pretty uphill battle for England. They need to win 5 of the 6 remaining white ball games. You were in Heather Knight's press conference yesterday, but she sounded confident that they're still in the fight.
Yeah, I think Heather put it the right way.
Mm.
You can't afford to think of it as we have to win 5 out of 6, because then you start thinking, well, this is an Australian team that's lost one match in the last 3 years or whatever it is, and you just get overwhelmed. So I think for England, they won't be looking any further ahead than Saturday. Heather said it's just win Saturday, get 2 points on the board, win the next match, it's even. And then you have to work from there. Yep. You can't think about the broader picture because it is a lot.
Mm.
And I no doubt that they'll be feeling pretty disappointed having been in really strong positions in different points of the test match.
Yeah, they were. And so now we're back in Birmingham. We've got the first T20 at Edgbaston on Saturday. England were playing some great cricket at the T20 World Cup. Do you get the sense that they need to bounce back? But you kind of get the sense that they will bounce back.
I really hope they can bring the type of cricket they were playing at the T20 World Cup over in South Africa. They were supremely confident over there. Yeah. They were loving their new aggressive style of play. And so I hope they can shake off this test result really quickly and get themselves back in that mind frame, because they will need that if they're going to be able to push Australia deep into this series.
Yeah, they certainly will. So it's going to be good to see the white ball stuff get underway on Saturday. We've got a full house at Edgbaston. But we've also had the Australia A girls over at Loughborough playing against the England A girls. I mean, no wins, no T20 wins for the Aussie girls, but they finished with a close one the other day.
They did, and it's a very strong English team that's been out there.
Yeah.
It's a younger group from Australia, so it's potentially not that surprising that the results were a little lopsided. The third game was a thriller.
Yeah.
But there's also been a chance for some of the Aussie girls to go down and warm up for the T20s who weren't involved in the test. So Grace Harris and Megan Shute got some games under their belts to warm up for the T20 leg of the Ashes, which is really exciting. Saw Taylor Vlemmick play her first game in 17 months, which is just exciting. So good to see. She's played two games now. We had a chat to her during the Nottingham Test, and she's absolutely stoked to be back playing cricket, and we're stoked to see her back.
Scoop listeners, assuming you've already read LJ's incredible piece on Taylor Vlemmick, but if you haven't, this is your reminder to head to the CA Live app and have a read, because it's well worth your time. That is plenty to hear from us. Talia McGrath joined us in the Scoop studio for it's great to hear Team Mac's perspective of how the 5 days of Test cricket unfolded for her, some really good reflections on the ups and downs of the match. So I hope you enjoyed listening. Talia McGrath, thank you so much for joining us here in the Scoop studio, fresh off a Test match win. Teammate, you've played 3 Test matches in your career. Before this one, they'd all been draws. How does it feel to have a win under the belt?
Very good. That's a simple way to put it. Very good. That's probably one of the most satisfying wins I've had, when you toil away for 5 days straight and there's so many changes in momentum. You finish one day and you're feeling flat. You finish the next day and you're up and about. So yeah, it was a pretty special win, and one that's pretty hard to describe, because like you said, I've played a 4 now and it's the first one I've had a result.
Like you said, it was so up and down the whole time, which must have been like very draining physically and emotionally. How did you deal with that each night, going back to the hotel and resetting for another day?
Yeah, it was probably a combination of the most mentally and physically drained I'd been. And they were long days. I mean, going to the ground sort of 9 o'clock, often sometimes we'd have a meeting before that, and then you don't get back to your hotel till 7:30, 8 o'clock. So they're long days, and I was pretty lucky I was that tired. I just crashed and then replay, go again. But pretty draining, and having to get yourself up with tired, sore body. But I mean, when you're sitting in the change room after the game with your baggy green on your head, reflecting on the 5 days, it's pretty cool.
Did it feel nice to wake up this morning and not have anything on the agenda?
It was so good. I'm still wrecked. It's all hit me today. I'm tired, but it was very good waking up this morning and knowing that I didn't have to go out there and stand in the field all day, and that we got the job done, and we were 4-0 up. So very good feeling this morning.
Nice. And so it was a pretty loud rendition of the song in the change rooms. Talk us through the celebrations.
Good celebrations. Had to stay out on the ground for a little bit, get everyone's meter and that done, and then the whole team was get back to the change room ASAP.
Yep.
Belted it out, and then it was really cool. We stayed in the change rooms for a long time. Everyone still had their whites on, everyone still had their baggy green on their head, and had lots of friends and family in the change room after, just sharing a few drinks with them, chatting, looking out at Trent Bridge. Doesn't get much better than that. So a few kicked on last night, but job's not done, so enjoy it, but still back on focus for the rest of the Ashes now.
Yeah, we just wanted to touch on that afternoon session on day 4. When England set a target of 268 runs, Tammy Beaumont and Emma Lamb made a pretty good start. How are you guys feeling at that point?
Yeah, the second innings, there was probably a few poor dismissals from our behalf, mine included, and we left a few runs out there, but like the way that the game was going, it was just, and the way the pitch was going, it wasn't going to take much to swing the momentum back into our favour, so we had to be patient, and we knew that it was a new ball wicket for the batters. So once spin came into the game and you saw what Ash did, what she was able to produce, which was pretty cool. And we just wanted to make some early inroads. So to finish day 4 with 5 wickets, gee, it set up for an exciting day 5, and it produced the goods.
So, Ash came on, got Beaumont 22. You came on very next over, got Emma Lamb. Is it crazy how much the momentum can swing in a couple of overs?
I think that's why it's so draining, Test match cricket, because at one point you seem like you're so far out of the game, and then suddenly something happens and it changes. Something that Midge always speaks about, which was, I think, something that Moddy said to her, was look at the scoreboard and think about it if 2 wickets fall. So when you're batting and you think you're flying and you're 1 for 200 or something, it looks pretty different with 2 quick wickets, and it changes so quickly. And that's sort of what happened with us in that fourth innings, with just a bit of a roll on wickets and suddenly panic stations for them, and then we're up and about.
Did it ever, like, enter your mind? Like, did you ever think, uh-oh, like, they're going to win this.
I don't want to admit it, but it did. Over the whole 5 days, even day one, I'm like, oh, we're in trouble here. Or, oh, we're flying here. So it certainly did.
Stressful.
Yeah, it certainly did, especially when Tammy and Lammy got off to that great start. Yep. And it was sort of like, you try not to think too far ahead, but I mean, I'm standing on the boundary by myself and things are going through my head. So... But then again, it flips. We take a couple of wickets and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to win here. So I should probably stop with my dramatic thoughts.
Yeah, what was going through your mind when Kimmy G ran in and got that catch to get rid of that sliver?
Oh, she said her heart was about to pump out of her chest. But I was on the boundary and sort of lost it for a little bit. So I didn't know where it went. And then I could see three players running towards it. Didn't want a collision. Kimmy didn't look overly comfortable under it, and she had her back to me, so I didn't know if she dropped it until she threw it. And that was a huge wicket getting that, the momentum that created, getting her out, leading into walking out there day five with Knight and Siver in the sheds was huge for us. So on your Kimmy with the catch.
So day five wickets needed to win. Did you feel pretty confident at this point?
No.
Okay.
One thing I learned was you can never feel confident in Test cricket. Yep. Look, we're in a good position. You need five wickets, but at the same time, England were in a good position. They only needed, 150 odds. So it was all it would take for them was one good partnership. All it would take for us was a couple of wickets. But we had the pitch on our side.
Yeah.
We had Ash on fire.
Had Ash.
They got off to a good start.
Yeah,
I only had two overs and I got dragged. they got off to a good start, and then once the wickets started happening, it was slowly breathing easier. But like the whole game, and until we took that final wicket, everyone was sort of hearts beating, jobs not done. Yeah. It was very tense. It was a very weird feeling, and lots of people said that we looked really calm on field, which is good because certainly there was the times we'd come together and everyone's, oh my god, how's your heart rate? How's your heart rate? We're like, oh, this is so stressful.
So it was incredible from where we were sitting watching Ash just roll through him. How was it from your vantage point?
I was pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
Speaking to Ash, I think she said it, that she was up at 3 a.m. thinking about how she was going to get them out. I was I was trying to keep it really simple.
Mm-hmm.
We were kept saying, boring cricket on this wicket. Hit your areas. Let the pitch do the rest. Create pressure. So I'm a pretty relaxed person, but I was pretty chill, just trying to tie down my end, focus on a simple job, and Ash was next level.
Yeah.
Definitely was. And skipper Elisa Healy playing with, we found out during the last day, two broken fingers. How inspirational was her performance in the match?
That's the word right there, is inspirational. She was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't tell that she was in a lot of pain unless you knew, because she was vocal the whole game. She was really good to the bowlers, really good in meetings, really good every time she chatted. Big job, captain keeper bat, and with injury as well. And she was unreal. And I think with the bat, when she came in at number eight and we were in a really tricky spot, that 50 was invaluable for us and really put a total on the board that we could defend. So that, along with some unreal catches and her captaincy, the word you used was inspirational, and that's exactly what it was, because she led from the front for us.
Have you found working alongside Midge and captain vice captain partnership?
I've loved it.
Yeah,
it's obviously a new combo, and we're still learning each other. And I'm trying to take any pressure off her where I can. But we have lots of good chats as a captain vice captain combo. Lots of good chats with the coaching staff as well, and then a bit of banter along the way, because it can be pretty exhausting, pretty draining. So just keep it fun as well.
Have you ever played with broken fingers?
No, I don't think I could cope.
I can't understand how she could hold the bat. I know she said she dropped herself down because of it, but incredible.
There was one where late day four and she got hit on the finger, and we all knew, and she looked like we knew she would have been in so much pain, and it was literally like, well, nothing you can do about it.
Oh. And she took a catch next ball, I think.
Carry on, took it, keeping up to the stumps to Kimmy, who was bowling with some heat at that stage.
And
warrior, that's a good word.
Out. And, so teammate, obviously your vice captain, did any point you feel like there might come a time where you needed to step up as captain?
I'm glad it didn't happen. Nah, not really.
Okay.
Midge was always going to be out there. She had this look in her eye. She was going to be out there. You would have had to have dragged her off the field for her not to be out there. And Pez was awesome as well throughout the test match. Someone with her experience, you'd be crazy not to tap into her brain. So she was really good. And then just even her words on day four and five, just a bit of inspo, getting everyone up and about. So
Pez inspo, that'd be good inspo.
Pez's inspo is a different kind of inspo, So it's a good crew we've got, and everyone sort of steps up in their own way and helps out from a leadership point of view.
Is it something you feel like you would be ready to do, like moving into the white ball staff if Midge didn't come up, you'd be ready to step up?
Good question. I've done it once before. It's probably not on my radar for any time soon. So, look, if I had to do it, I'd do it. But Midge is doing a very good job at the moment, and it's going to take a bit to keep her off the park. So I'm quite happy in my role at the moment.
How was that game you had to captain over in India? That was that was the last game of the series?
Yeah, it was crazy. In front of loud, passionate Indian fans. Last game of the series. Yeah, sort of thrown into it a little bit and just go with it. That's all you can do. I was lucky that it was straight off the back of the Big Bash, and so I'd done it for 6 weeks. Different team, different level, but I'd had a proper crack at captaining. So, like I said before, there was plenty of people in our side to help me out, so it was good fun.
And we will be back with Talia McGrath in just a second, but just jumping in quickly to say this episode of The Scoop is brought to you by Qantas, the spirit of Australia.
Official airline of the Australian cricket team and proudly representing Australia on the world stage, flying to more than 95 destinations around the globe.
And T-Mac, we're back in Birmingham, back at the same hotel where you had gold medals around your necks last time. How does it feel to be back?
Well, strange.
Yeah.
My last memory here is everyone was celebrating. I was locked in my hotel room with COVID.
Totally.
So, good memories though. Very good memories. Edgbaston's a great place to play cricket. Lovely stadium. And like you said, we won a Commonwealth Games gold medal here. So it's good to be back. It's weird to be back, but can't wait to kick off the T20 format.
No trauma? You're not traumatised by this place?
Nah.
Because it was pretty restricted. Like, for people listening, we were in quite strict conditions because there was COVID around. So there wasn't much opportunity to get out. But still good memories.
It was weird rocking up today. There's no... You don't need your accreditation to get in. There's no security. There's no guards walking around the front with guns. So.
It's just a normal hotel.
It's just a normal hotel, and we can do whatever we want. There's no restrictions. So, a bit more freedom. We'll see what Birmingham's got to offer this time around. We can do a bit more.
And we're hearing it's going to be a massive crowd at Edgbaston on Saturday. It's a sellout or close to a sellout. Are you pumped about that? And how are you going to feel about a crowd that's probably not going to be cheering for you guys too much?
Absolutely pumped about that. can't wait. We're getting used to the crowds now. So we're playing in India, a lot of us playing in the WPL, even the crowds at Trent Bridge are really cool. So that's what we love, is playing in front of big crowds. And there's probably only gonna be about 10 Aussie supporters in the crowd, but that's all right. It's still gonna be an awesome atmosphere and a really cool experience.
Seems like Ashes fever has kind of taken over, like, from where we are in England, but also back home. Like, it sounds like everyone's just talking about it. Are you guys feeling that?
A little bit. It's all everyone talks about. It's all over social media. It's so cool. We've been in a couple of Ubers. Like, oh, you're here for the Ashes? Like, yeah, we're big cricket fans over here for the Ashes. That's all the people are talking about. Aussies have got off to a great start in the men's and the women's, so hopefully that continues. And the support we're getting back home has been really cool.
Yeah, you're keen to make the Aussies 2 from 2 at Edgbaston for this Ashes?
Absolutely.
And so, shift from red ball to white ball, test to T20, you guys pretty comfortable making that shift?
Yeah, it's the format we are most familiar with. It's the format we love, and we've had a lot of success there. So red ball is a little bit unfamiliar for us, and we spent a lot of the pre-season learning that and learning the Dukes ball, but now we just slip back into what we know and we love. So can't wait to kick off the white ball.
But first, there is a rest day for everyone, which sounds like it'll be vital. What's the plans? You gonna do much?
It's a good question. I'll be on Google tonight looking at what there is to offer. Something touristy, I would say, but today's been a bit of a wipeout. Everyone's been pretty tired, pretty drained. So
early night
and tourist day tomorrow.
Nice. Do you watch the cricket? Like, do you watch the men's cricket? Will you tune into that?
Yeah, that's true. It's on tomorrow at Lords. But I'll certainly tune in bits and pieces. At the moment, I think I need a little bit of a cricket break. But I'll certainly be keeping an eye on the score. And come day 4 or 5, I'm sure everyone will be glued to the TV.
Nice. T-Mac, thank you so much for joining us here in the Scoop studio. Always a pleasure to chat to you, and enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Australia are away. Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by...